Hey y'all, I think this is in addition to the series about letting go. I hope everyone is having an amazing day, an amazing night, an amazing evening. Whenever you're hearing this, it is a whopping 95 degrees. 95 degrees here in New Jersey. I hope everyone had a really good beach day. Now you're unwinding from the shit. I'm on my way to work. What a surprise, no? Kidding. Yeah, I'm on my way to work, having a ball. And I'm very blessed. I'm very happy. So today's podcast is going to be an addition of the letting go of certain situations, places, and things, people. I felt like the people part was just a bit sped up. Like, the people situation was a bit, how do I say it? Like, I had to be fast. And not only did I get to work just on time for the people part, but, you know, that was about it. That was the only part that made me stop and make it short. Pero, I just wanted to, you know, add on obviously to that, because there's just way more that we can do when it comes to people. I think it's a very important thing, because things won't let us, things won't talk to us and be like, stay with me, I'm a thing and we need to stay together. Or like, jobs won't sit there, like the job itself, physical self, won't be like, I'm a job, we need to stay together. You know what I mean? So it's people at the job, it's people at the thing, it's people that do certain things that make you want to do certain things and stay in relationships that don't serve you anymore, right? So when it comes to people, this is a very complex thing. Golly, there's a very complex, this is a very complex situation, because, you know, like you, like them, you, we all have emotions. We're emotionally attached to certain situations. We're emotionally attached to people, and it hurts to let go of something we knew, or someone we knew, or something we thought we knew. And it is kind of like devastating. And sometimes when it's like, when you've done it for good, that is even the hardest, because you know that this is for real. Like, this is really happening. We're never going to be together again. I wish you the best. I wish me the best. But this can't commence, because it's just too much, right? So when relationship ending happening, that should be sad. It hurts to the core, especially if you guys had a meaningful relationship. Hopefully it is a relationship that you can just drop everything with each other and be like, yo, I'm sorry, like, let's have this discussion. We cannot be together anymore. This is something we both want. This is something that just doesn't blend any longer. This is something that is becoming unhealthy for our souls, for our humor, for our lives. This is just something that has become a situation where I don't even smile anymore, or I don't even feel the same anymore. You understand? So when we feel like that, someone is like ruining our character, or someone is just, how do I say, is that a green light? Someone is like drenched in sadness and depression on their own. It's, you can kind of see the characteristics. They don't want to do anything with you. They don't want to go out. They don't want to do certain things. They don't want to get dressed anymore. People barely even take showers when they're under these depressed states. And this is a real thing, guys. Like, this is a real life situation where people aren't themselves. They don't even want to get dressed. They don't want to communicate. They don't want to, they're not fond of anything. So instead of taking it out and talking to you about it, they take it out on you, and they make it a, like, if you're the problem. Toxic people make it seem like you're the problem. Their depression becomes so wide that they don't even know how to explain, right? They don't even talk about it. They just are quiet. They don't say things. Oh, what am I doing? I'm just chilling. Or what am I doing? I'm not, exactly, you're not doing anything. You're not doing anything to better our relationship. You're not doing anything to make yourself happy, make me happy. You know, you barely even eat right, or you don't eat at all, or you barely shower, or we barely, you know, I don't know, some people think that sex is really important, so we barely have sex. Like, what is the problem? Am I the problem? And you see yourself, and you begin to see yourself as a situation that may be causing something else that isn't, because of the miscommunication that folk has with you. I want you to know that this is another human being just having human being problems. But you didn't make this human being so that you didn't make this human being point blank, period. You didn't give birth to them, you know, you didn't create them. You're not here to fix them. You can learn together, but you guys are literally not here to be hindering to each other. You're not here to be each other's headaches. That toxic shit, I don't know how people deal with it. Like, I've been in toxic relationships, and that shit where it's like, oh, we argue all day, and it's like, oh, come outside, like, and then you go outside and you know you're gonna argue even more, but you're down because you're the toxic one too. Y'all like a blend of toxicity. And you know what I mean? It's just something that is not okay. You have to realize, all right, once then, you know, as children, people see that toxic shit as like exciting and like, oh, something's happening in my day. But once you start getting busy, once you get a job, once you get in some crafts, once you have kids, once all that adult shit starts hitting and you actually mature with your life and how it's going, certain things aren't worth it. But again, not everyone grows at the same pace in relationships. It's sad but true. It can be with a friendship. It can be with a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a husband, a wife. It's crazy. These things, when a person is just, first of all, I don't know if you guys heard my soulmate, Soul Ties podcast, but you gotta go listen to that. Not all soul ties are supposed to be romantic. Not your soulmate, literally your soulmate is not supposed to be the person you stay with forever. You know that? A soulmate is not supposed to be the person that you're supposed to be with forever. A soulmate is literally someone that is there to teach you, to love you, and to show you new ways. But most likely, the soulmates never stay. It's your twin flame that you're not even looking for. Your twin flame is your twin flame, and you'll know when you meet them. The situations that you are in aren't supposed to make you suffer. They're not supposed to humiliate you. They're not supposed to put you down because of one thing you did wrong. Everybody makes mistakes. So if someone's literally putting you down over maybe something you forgot to do, or something you didn't feel like doing at the moment, or something, there's people holding you accountable, and then there's people that just want to talk shit because they weren't responsible enough, or they didn't want to do something, or whatever it is. Just people are very cruel, and it comes off in their childhood. It comes off growing as an adult, not having people to respect. It just comes like that. And you need to see, not everybody is gonna sit there and accept the bullshit. You understand what I'm saying? Not everyone is gonna accept that you're broken inside. Not everyone's there to fix you. There's people that you literally fix, next thing you know, wham bam, thank you ma'am, and they out. It's sickening, but it is also a life lesson. Don't regret these people, don't regret these situations, but also know when you have to move on. People stay in relationships way too long, and then you see them 21 years 30 years married arguing and shit, and they grown as fuck, and you're like, what the fuck are they arguing, like, what they possibly could be arguing about? And it's just something that the littlest things I've seen grown ass people argue for the littlest things, and it's like not funny, but it's silly. Like, that's why I'm laughing. But anywho says, know what to focus on. Know that you're so much more than the relationship that's lingering. This takes longer, of course. I told you it's a day by day situation. There's a lot of jealousy involved when you're moving on from you, from the spouse. You know, you see each other with another girl. You see each other even hearing that nigga was in a party with another bitch. And you know what the fuck? But you realize also that, wow, we are broken up. This was meant to be. This is why we're here. This is what we have to do. You know, and kind of use that as fuel to move on. You know, look your best. And this is for ladies and gentlemen. Look your best, smell your best, feel your best at all times. I know that sometimes it's not possible, but I find it so empowering that when you are going through a breakup, certain things that happen really push your, ¿cómo se dice? Really push your confidence to another level. They need to push your confidence. Like sometimes that betrayal, that thing that you see as such a curse at that moment, is the one that's gonna boost you up 10,000,000%. And you know, I'd rather be pushed in a way where I'm like, oh wow, like that's it right there, than someone continuously pushing my buttons and me not doing nothing about it. You don't have the bark back. You don't have the, I know my ladies like to argue a lot, but it's just not worth it. You're taking your soul with it. Remember, you arguing with stick or you arguing with the guys, and you're taking your soul with it. If you know that you don't like to argue, and you know que tú tienes un dolor de cabeza que te está llevando a la madre porque tú cada día tú estás arguing with this person, vete. What are you doing? Just fuck it. Forget about that. Forget about anything that just makes you so quiver. And that sometimes we argue. I know sometimes, oh my god, what an asshole. I know that sometimes as human beings, like, we have this force of like, yeah, I'm gonna fucking argue. Like, dale, 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 juego la gran puta. Anyway, sorry. As I'm talking about arguing, I got a little road rage because people are not retarded, but you know what I'm saying. Like, motherfuckers, where is there a, you know, the crosswalk? Look, a little commercial. You know the crosswalks that they give for people, and like, not even the crosswalk, the signs that have like those people half walking, half not, right? They're walking. That's when you stop for folks. You're like, okay, this means if you see a motherfucker walking the streets, you stop. There's also a thing called the stop sign, right? If you see a motherfucker stop sign, you're gonna stop. If there's none, right, as a human being that's walking, you're supposed to look both ways as well. It's not just a car. Okay? Life lessons of Ruby. Alright? You're not supposed to just keep walking. Stop. Because the car, the person driving the car, don't give a fuck. AKA me. Alright? If I don't see a stop sign, and if I don't see the signs of the little two people motherfucking walking, I'm not stopping, bitch. I'm not doing it. Alright? Anyway. People just throw themselves like, fuck my life. Like, what? What are you doing? Anyway. So, back to the show. There's just certain things, guys. There's certain situations that you know to stay out of. And if you could do that, because you can do that, do it. Let's get it popped. Let's have a challenge. Let's avoid all the bad vibe. Let's avoid all the bad vibes. Let's just avoid all anything or anyone that gives you bad vibes. From la tía to la grandma to the uncle to the fuck. Anybody that give you bad vibes, say shit the fuck bye. I ain't doing that. I'm doing a challenge where I'm supposed to ignore all the bad motherfucking juju. And that equals you, mom. Not okay. I love my mom. She's great. But let's do that. But with that being said, I love you guys so eternally much. I'm going to go to work. I hope that you guys get the power to move on, to move forward, to love your life so much that you say, fuck this shit, I'm out. Because you deserve it. Your soul deserves it. Your heart deserves it. I love y'all so much. Thanks again for listening to my podcast. Sorry about the noise, pero Dios me lo bendiga. Okay? Vamos a hablar ahorita. Bye.